And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM on this 19th day of August. And there's certainly plenty happening in the sporting world. And let's have a look at the sports headlines. The Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL ladder, who'll finish in the top eight, and predicted finals matchups with only 1 week to go into the season. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, much the same, except it's about the Storm and Panthers, our best NRL Grand Final League hangover cures. As every grand finalist ladder position in the last 5 years is examined. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, Cricket Australia urges Queensland government to invest in the Gabba, as it's been banished from the test calendar for the first time in 50 years. Let's see what happens there. Well, of course, the Olympic Games concluded the other day. Over 20 records were broken, but the 462-strong Aussie team produced the nation's greatest ever games results, 18 gold, 19 silver, 16 bronze, 53 medals in total, and we finished fourth on the ladder. US first with 126, China second with 91, and Japan third with 45. Plenty of highlights: Molly O'Callaghan, Kaylee McEwen, Ariane Titmus, Jessica Fox, Jess Hull in the 1500 metres women's, Cameron McAvoy, Arisa True, 14-year-old women's final in the skateboarding, Matthew Wern sailing, Nina Kennedy in the women's pole vault, the Opals, goes on and on and on. So we contested 33 sports, medalled in 18, we won 19 in the pool, 7 in athletics, 6 in cycling and 5 in canoe. And well done to the men's team pursuit in the cycling. They were one of those 20 new records. And to top it off, Queensland had 11 gold medalists, especially when the Australian Minister for Sport, Anika Wells, who was also born in Brisbane, said that Queensland's medal contribution to the Olympics is further proof that Queensland is the best country in the world. Wow, that was the Olympic Games review. Another 4 years, LA. Let's see what happens and how we prepare for that. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies in the rugby championship, they got hammered by the Springboks on Saturday night in a rain-soaked Perth, 30-12. Springboks at 11-9 at halftime. The Wallabies now done from two in the rugby championship. They're off to Argentina. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, all the grand finals, the men's A-grade grand final on Saturday. Noosa defeated University of the Sunshine Coast. Reserve grade, Caloundra defeated Noosa, and in the senior women's, Brothers defeated Nambour. So all over there for the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union. In the Queensland Rugby Union, the men's premier grade, well, Brothers are through to the grand final on the 1st of September, and they'll play the winner of next week's preliminary final between West or the University of Queensland. In the women's, well, Bond are through to the grand final. They defeated minor premiers Sunnybank 57-19 in a surprise result, and West defeated East 3-0. So Sunnybank take on West preliminary final next weekend. In basketball, well, the NBL 1 National Championships were held on the Sunshine Coast over the weekend, and the Mackay Meteors, they were runners-up in the men's, and in the women's, Southern District Spartans won 1-2, and that was won by the Waverley Falcons, who defeated Bendigo in the final. And in the Moreton Bay senior men's great competition, the Young Guns first on 44, Flames second on 41, and the Wolves third on 40. Second last round, they'll play each other tomorrow night. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. In football, soccer, the round ball game, English Premier League, round one started on the weekend, and champions Man United started the season with a 1-0 win over Fulham. Spurs and Leicester still to play. Plenty of other results, we'll get those next week. In the Australia Cup, round 16. 25th of August, South Melbourne will take on Olympic FC in Melbourne. 27th, the Lions will take on Western Sydney Wanderers in Brisbane. And on the 28th, Moreton City Excelsior will take on Perth Glory in Brisbane. Last round of the NPL 1 on the weekend. The Sunshine Coast Wanderers, they finished 9th. The Moreton City Excelsior, they finished 2nd, so they'll continue on. And in the women's last round, the Sunshine Coast Wanderers defeated Mitchelson 1-0, and they finished 6th on 33 points. In the Queensland Premier League for Football Queensland, yesterday Ipswich lost to Caboolture 2-1. Caboolture finished 6th. Well done to the Caboolture team there. And Moreton City, they finished 11th. And in the Women's Division 2, Caboolture 5 defeated Annesley 2, and one round to go. On AFL, round 23, not a good weekend for the Brisbane Lions, losing their match to the Magpies by a point, 79-78. And the Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast, I should say, Suns losing to Melbourne 117-63. Big round coming up next week. The last round, the Lions will take on the Bombers at the Gabba. The Lions in fifth spot and looking to try and get back into the top four. In the QFA Division 1, the men's main with the grand final on the 31st of August. They're into it. And they'll play the winner of next Saturday's preliminary final between Cooperoo and the University of Queensland. And then the women, Sandgate, are into the grand final on the 31st of August. And they'll play either Caboolture or Sherwood, who meet in the preliminary final next Saturday. And major sport, well, the Tasmanian Super Sprint at Launceston on the weekend was a win to Cam Waters. Will Brown second, Bryce Forward third. Heading into Sandown, Brown leads Chas Mostart by 81 points on the Drivers' Championship. Local rugby league, well, the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League finished on the weekend in their competition, and Coolum first, Noosa second, Beerworth third, Maroochydore fourth, Caloundra fifth. Caboolture, they finished sixth, and Stanley River finished ninth on the 22 points. In the C grade, Beachmere and Kilcoy both had wins. Kilcoy third on 54 points and Beachmere fifth on 26, so they should be going into the semis. Queensland Cup, round 22 on the weekend, one round to go. The Falcons lost to the Magpies, Dolphins had the bye. Dolphins and Falcons third and fourth. In the NRL Women's, round 4, Broncos, Cowboys, Roosters, Sharks and Eels all had wins. And the NRL, round 24, the Cowboys bounced back to top form in Townsville, defeating the Raiders 42-4. Val Holmes, 3 tries and 7 goals. Don't let him go. Dogs, 30, defeated the Dolphins 10 in Bundaberg. Great sprint race between Josh Adokar and the Hammer. And the Dragons, they defeated the Titans 32-16. Dragons, 8th on the ladder. Big game coming up for the Broncos on Friday night when they take on the Eels. Storm will take on the Dolphins. Titans will take on the Roosters and the Cowboys have a bye. Keep an eye on the tennis. The US Open qualifying starts today. We've got 2 men and 4 women in action over there in the US. And if you've got some spare cash, you might want to look at buying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the American football. Owners just rejected a $6.05 billion offer. That's right, US, in what was a world record for purchasing the control of a sports franchise. Spare cash there. Enjoy your week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.